This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Dr. Salvatore Settis. His book is If Venice Dies. This really is a challenge for society because we are compromising free enterprise for the collective joy of having a people-friendly living space. I mean, in Rome, I understand there has been a limit where no building would go taller than St. Peter's Basilica. In Milano, there was the ethic that you would not build a skyscraper taller than the Virgin Mary atop the Duomo or the cathedral. In London, you protect lines of sight so you can still see those beautiful Christopher Wren domes. While they have plenty of skyscrapers, they've tried to protect the beautiful vistas of the city. Is there a working compromise here, or do you find that developers ultimately will have the ultimate authority to blow all of this sensibility out of the water and just build bigger and bigger buildings?
Also in American cities, there are limits in height in relation to historic buildings, such as the City Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where the limit was the statue of William Penn on top of the city tower. But now there are skyscrapers higher than that and very close to it. The same happened in Milan. In Milan, they even did the very strange thing of moving copies of the Little Madonna, the Madonnina, as the people from Milan say, on top of the Duomo. They did several copies, putting them on top of the different skyscrapers. So this transformed completely.
No, they're getting off on a technicality.
So they transformed what was a symbolic limit into either a religious or superstitious gesture or a technicality without any meaning.
You know, Dr. Settis, thinking about the city that gets it right, I got to say, Paris has maintained its elegance, even though it's a great city with a big population. And you see the skyscrapers and the building communities or the modern commercial centers outside of the periphery, like La Défense. And what you also have, because it's more sprawling rather than all clustered together with skyscrapers, you have a wonderful metro system that gets you out there efficiently and economically.
Yeah.
Perhaps a periphery that defends the core of the city. Modern cities that require you to incorporate art and people-friendly spaces and parks into your skyscraper business communities outside of the center, and great public underground transportation to let people come and go without car congestion. All of those are challenges that can amount to a successful 21st century city.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always enjoy being in Paris, precisely because in this case you have a good preservation system within the very large historic city, and also a good metro system that allows you to walk around and to feel a human being without necessarily driving a car.
Well, that's for sure. And you know, you can think about the great cities of Europe from a tourism point of view: Venice, Florence, Amsterdam, Barcelona. All of them have a problem. They're so charming that they are overrun by tourism. I mean, don't we have a lot of great cities that have been successful in that regard that now are struggling to maintain their identity because their popularity is making them a tourist trap?
Yes, this is particularly evident in Florence, for instance, which is less defended than Venice because there is no lagoon in Florence. Now, how to act with tourists without blocking them, without creating artificial barriers, without having tourists paying a ticket? That's a very complex thing. And I think that one of the points would be to make people aware that around Florence there are many other places which are equally worth visiting, and that around Venice there are many other places that are worth visiting. One important point in Venice itself is that all the normal flux of tourists is going on according to a very limited number of paths. Mm-hmm. So everybody wants to go. If you arrive to Venice by train, you only find signs pointing to Rialto or to Piazza San Marco.
Mm-hmm.
So you go fatally to Rialto or to Piazza San Marco. While there are, in Venice itself, even in the day where there are most tourists, it's easy to find in Venice itself places which are relatively empty.